Our first two contestants host the podcast You're Wrong About. Michael Hobbs, Sarah Marshall, hello.
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 Your pod, You're Wrong About podcast, is talking about debunking stories, urban legends, cultural figures, things that were huge in the tabloids, and going through it and trying to figure out, you know, the truth, or at least what influenced the story, as we get to the truth. So from your listeners, have there been any of the stories that you've talked about that your listeners have freaked out the most about?
One of the ones that our listeners cannot get over, which I was not expecting at all, is that one of the fun facts from when we did our Challenger explosion episode was that the Challenger did not technically explode. It was like a jet of burning fuel that sort of popped out of the shuttle, and it didn't make a sound. And so all of the broadcast networks that broadcast it, they added the sound of an explosion in post. We still get emails about that. Like, I cannot believe that they piped in the sound. Like, people are weirdly, like, offended by that, which I find really interesting.
I'm still offended by it. I mean, it's just very overt. It's like the news admitting, like, it's an action movie. Sorry. Yeah. We know what you want.
All right. We have a couple of fun quizzes for you. Are you guys ready to play some games?
Absolutely not. Oh, I'm terrified.
Okay, no, don't be terrified. So you're competing. You'll take turns answering questions. Your first game is called A Whale of a Quiz. You're in for a treat because we have a special guest with us to ask the questions. He's a real blue whale, and his name is Jonathan Krilton. Jonathan Krilton, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you so much for having me. Okay. Big fan. Very nice to meet you, Sarah and Mike.
It's nice to meet you. Yeah. Are you comfortable?
Not really. I'm much more comfortable when I'm in the water. So maybe we can make this quick.
So let's go. Michael, this first one is for you.
All right. As a blue whale, I weigh about 200 tons. So the question is, how heavy do you think my heart is?
Okay, so how heavy is a blue whale's heart? Is it as heavy as two sea otters on a Vespa, as heavy as a school bus filled with dolphins, or actually the same as the heavy heart of a human who just suffered a breakup?
These are all very esoteric. I like it. I'm going to say school bus.
As heavy as a school bus filled with dolphins?
Yes.
Good guess. But it was actually as heavy as two sea otters on a Vespa. According to National Geographic, a blue whale's heart was thought to weigh as much as a car.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But, within the last few years, scientists recently found that it's not that big. It's around 400 pounds. 400 pounds, which is roughly the weight of two sea otters on a Vespa. Vespa being about 250 pounds, depending on the model. And the sea otters can weigh about 40 to 100 pounds. I will mention that the sea otters in this example were not wearing helmets. So I'm going to check you about
dangerous.
That. All right. Sarah, this one is
sorry.
For you.
Go ahead, Ophira.
No, blue whale. Jonathan Krilton, you get in there.
No, I can barely see the script because my eyes don't work in the air.
Can you say I want to play a game and then ask the question?
Sure. Sarah, I want to play a game.
Okay, let's do it. Whale trivia.
So I have a friend. His name is Humphrey. He's a humpback whale. And he's always migrating back and forth from the Southern Hemisphere to Antarctica. And he recently showed me a photo slideshow from his last migration, which, to be honest, was a little boring. But what did these humpback whales do most of the time during that migration?
Okay, so what do humpback whales do while they migrate? Do they A, live off fat and don't eat until they get to Antarctica, where then they feast on krill, B, post way too many Instagram stories of the water, or C, the babies and the parents take turns leading the group?
Well, the third one sounds the most implausible, so I'm going to say that one.
Oh, interesting. It is totally implausible, because the answer is A. They just live off fat and don't eat until they get to Antarctica.
Cool.
And then they go crazy. It's sort of like intermittent fasting, I think, actually.
It's like if you're driving to Vegas and then you go to a big shrimp buffet. You don't want to spoil your appetite on the way there.
Yeah.
I have to say,
it's a good time. You're starving, and then that first huge mouthful of krill is just amazing.
I bet.
My Michael, this one's for you.
My good buddy, the sperm whale, is embarrassed about something other than the fact that she's called a sperm whale, which is embarrassing enough. What is it?
Is it that A, her blowhole is off-center, B, she can only eat with her eyes closed, or C, she used to date Moby Dick?
Oh, I think you were just going to say she used to date Moby, which is equally embarrassing. I think I'm going to say blowhole off-center.
Yes, that is right. Nice, yeah. All right, your turn, Sarah.
So my best friend is a killer whale. And his name is Willie. He's not, I should say, he's not the same Willie from the movie Free Willie, different Willie. He prefers to be called an orca. Why do you think that is?
Okay, is it because orcas are A, vegetarians, B, really big fish, not whales, or C, more accurately described as dolphins?
I want to say that it's because they're closer to dolphins. So C.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Orca whales or killer whales are actually the largest species of dolphins. Whalers used to call them the killers of whales, which is maybe where the confusion comes from. Yeah,
I'll tell you, if you're, we just call them posers.
I think it's great that you have friends with so many other species.
It's, we have I don't a believe lot of friends. It. There's not a lot to do under the ocean except make friends and have a good time.
All right, we got a few more. Michael, you're up.
All right, hit me.
Baleen whales are the best whales, and I should know because I am a baleen whale. What makes us so awesome?
Is it A, baleen whales have bumpy fins to help them attract a mate? Is it B, because baleen whales have bristle-like structures in their mouth? Or is it C, because baleen whales are just really funny?
I mean, see, obviously, but it's baleen. This is like the one thing I know about whales, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
They have like little reedy little teeth, and that's how they catch little algae and krill and stuff. And that I read a lot of zoo books when I was a kid. That's the only thing I remember.
And I should say, I really do appreciate you saying that it's both B and C, because we also are quite funny.
I mean, obviously.
All right, Sarah, this is the last clue of the game, and it's for you.
This might be TMI. But we whales collect a lot of earwax. What makes our earwax special?
What is it about that whale earwax? Is it that it makes an amazing whale-scented candle? B, is the main source of protein for krill. Or C, it can help you tell how old a whale is.
These are all disgusting.
I bet it's disgusting. C. And I wonder if it's because it has rings like a tree. But C sounds right to me.
C is the right answer. That is right. And not quite rings like a tree, but related. It's layers. It's the layers. So I guess their earwax becomes lighter when it's feeding and darker when it's migrating. So then scientists can look at the different gradations of the earwax, which I know it is disgusting. It is disgusting.
I mean, it's disgusting even to me. And we're talking about my earwax. So
I get it. I'm getting to the age where my ear hair is a good indication of the age that I am.
Sorry, Mike.
You guys did great. Thanks, Jonathan Crilton. Fantastic. Good game. Okay. Jonathan Colton is back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Ah, fantastic.
I hope I didn't miss anything important.
There was a whole visit from a whale thing that happened.
You're kidding me.
But he'll be back, I'm sure. Yeah.
I hope
yeah,
so.
we'll probably get him for another show. We'll have more with Michael and Sarah after the break, and from whales to lizards, we'll play Is It a Lizard? With documentary filmmakers Rachel Grady and Heidi Ewing. You'd have to be cold-blooded to miss this one. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.